I'm Jeffrey Fryman Weyer, and this is the State of the Arts on KDFC. First things first, when you go to a sing-along or do-it-yourself or sing-it-yourself Messiah performance, you'll want to know if there are musical scores available or if you'll need to bring your own. If it's a full version or slimmed down for time, and you'll want to know which movements the soloists will be singing by themselves. But there's plenty for the chorus to do. Whether or not you can sing anything else, you'll want to at least be part of the Hallelujah Chorus. You'll know it's about to start when everyone stands. According to tradition, that's what the king did, so everyone else has ever since. You can practice by singing along to your favorite recording, but that can get confusing. In the signature opening of the Hallelujah Chorus, there are only two different chords, but each part goes back and forth between them differently. Fortunately, you can find on YouTube versions that solo out each part. Soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. And then, when you're more confident, they've got music minus one versions, everything except sopranos, altos, tenors, and basses. By the time of the performance, you'll be ready to take it on, and likely to have two chances to get it right. It's usually done as an encore. And that's the State of the Arts on Classical KDFC.